Now, what he said was, under E, he said, interpretation of the constitutional principles, as argued by the plaintiff, my friend Ed Horgan, would clearly permit a challenge to a war declared by the executive, by our government, those wretched politicians, even with the approval of Dáil Éireann, under Article 28.3, on the grounds, and this is what he said, this will be the terrible, terrible news, okay? But this is what would happen. He said, simply on the grounds, this is a quote, that a war, and that it was a war that did not comply with justice and morality, or the principles of Pacific settlement of disputes, under Article 29.1 and Article 29.2. It says in our Constitution that our foreign policy, this state's foreign policy, must be lawful. And he said it doesn't. They only have to aspire to have a lawful constitution. A lawful foreign policy. He said that's only aspirational. They can be lawful if they want or lawful if they don't want. They can call it neutrality. They can call it chocolate fudge if they like. Lock and load. Nothing untoward has happened. I want to mention that to you here because that judge had on that day an opportunity which no single politician had, which no single activist had. When we went to Shannon Airport, each one of us could stop one plane. If all of us went one day in 2001, I went and I tried to stop a plane. Donald Rumsfeld was in the airport. I ran out in front of a plane with a high-vis vest, a big sign over my head, said, wanted for the murder of innocent civilians. A picture of Bush and Bin Laden, the two sons of billionaires. And one of the cops, when he was interrogating me, I was smiling away, saying, take me to court, take me to court. I want to take this to court. And he said, and you didn't think you'd get caught, did you? Well, I said, I was wearing a high visibility vest and running around on an airfield. Yes, of course I thought I'd get caught. And he said to me, well, what do you think would happen if everyone got it into their head to do what you did, huh? And I said, well, then we'd stop all the planes, you know? Well, others, I didn't make up the idea. Others did do it. And Mary Kelly is one of these people, one of these brave people. A mother of three, a nurse. You may have heard that she went to Palestine, and she was in the Church of the Nativity, and she was caring for people who were under siege from the Israeli occupation forces who were outside ready to kill these people. In fact, they did kill some of them. Now, Mary Kelly, from her own personal experience, having seen what US foreign policy means in flesh and blood, and as a nurse, she knows exactly what that means. She has to bandage up that torn flesh. She saw that herself, and she saw those planes going through, and she said, I can't let this happen in my country. Not on my watch. Again, my responsibility. So she went out to a US Navy plane with an axe and smashed it. She smashed that plane, and she waited to be arrested, and she waited to go to court, and she had a wonderful trial, and she managed to convince enough people on that jury. When you get a hung jury, it means not enough people on the jury, they couldn't get a consensus to find you guilty or innocent. But what it means is that she was able to convince a jury from County Clare. I mean, there's no one in County Clare who isn't at least two handshakes away from someone who works in Shannon Airport, you know? So really, really hard work, but just the clarity of the action and the clarity, the moral clarity of standing up and speaking truth to power through her action, her non-violent direct action against that plane and speaking in that courtroom. It convinced those people at least to say, wait, we can't reach a consensus here. We can't throw this mother into jail. Now, she's going to come up into court again on the 15th of June because the state says we cannot have, as Judge Cairns was saying here, you know, we can't have people interfering just because something is unjust and immoral, you know. Well, people like you and I, we've got to support her, I feel. We've got to support people who stand up, who take a stand, not just standing here like this. She might spend 10 years of her life in prison right now. Well, in a month's time. So I think if you can do whatever you can, you'll hear over the next coming weeks in the media, hopefully. But if you go onto Indie Media, onto this website, you'll be able to read about her action and find ways to support her, financial support, mostly moral support, to try and show up. It'll be in Kilrush Circuit Court. This is County Clare. It's a beautiful county. Go along and go to court and go to that airport and do what you can openly, accountably and non-violently to try and stop this brutal and utter disgusting murder in our name, on our soil. Thank you very much.
I do the same thing for you. You're such a good speaker. Why don't you run for European Parliament?
Oh, that's my plans. I am running for the European Parliament. Yeah, checks in the post. In Leinster. Any of you who live in Leinster, I'm running for the European Parliament as an independent candidate. I'm not involved in any political parties. I have no interest in that. I want to continue to be an activist. 20% of my salary, if I get elected, is going to go into a fund to support the disarmament, non-violently, openly and accountably, the demilitarization of Shannon Airport. So support me and you can cash in on the money. So there you go, you know, while I'm buying votes.
If you get elected, what are you going to do? How are you going to help sort this out?
How I'm continuing to help with this issue, I still have my High Court case. I'm continuing that witness through the High Court. I continue to protest in solidarity and be there in solidarity with people like Mary Kelly, who go farther from protest to resistance. I did a very symbolic action myself, spray painting the US Air Force Hercules at Shannon Airport, and I'll do it again. It's more difficult and it takes more training right now to do it, but I'll do it again. As a member of the European Parliament, you're not subject to the state. You're not stuck there with some whip. There's no whip. As an MEP, you have a lot of access. It's not, again, this is about our responsibility. We're all European citizens. They have a stall over there. Whether you like it or not, you're a European citizen, and so am I. And the European Union also, earlier on, another speaker spoke about Europe and America as if, like, I don't know, Tony Blair and, I don't know, as if Aznar spoke for the Spanish people. Obviously, he did not speak for the Spanish people, and that's why they got rid of his ass. 90% of the Spanish people were opposed to that war. So it was not Europe on one side and America on the other side. It was the people. It was global opinion versus American imperialism. And unfortunately, the European Union is also inextricably linked to NATO. As the EU enlarges, which is a wonderful thing, unfortunately, NATO is also enlarging too. I only read today that they're planning to enlarge, go even farther east. Obviously Israel is one of the countries which they'll go farther east too. But you can see what's going on here. As Europe continues, you hear people talk about, even Pat Cox, he identified what America is doing. He called it imperialism. Now, he's no hippie, okay? When Pat Cox calls something American imperialism, you know, that's newsworthy, right? So you'd think, how do we stop, how do we combat imperialism? Well, some old warriors, Cold War warriors say, well, the best way to stop, you know, if you have one rogue military superpower in the world, what the world really needs is another one. I tell you, it's not. We don't need another rogue military superpower. We need disarmament. So as an MEP, I will campaign for disarmament. That's the first thing we need to do. It's our responsibility. Before we start yapping and yapping about America and what it needs to do, we need to disarm. I'm a Pledger, a Trident Plowshares Pledger. I've gone and tried to do disarmament actions in Scotland against the NATO nuclear missiles in Scotland, based in Faslane and Coolport in the Scottish nuclear submarine bases. I think that there is so much work that we can do, and we shouldn't fuss about. Earlier on today, someone was fussing about, you know, oh, will this? I don't know. Can I really support this particular MEP candidate, because I'm not sure about, like, their opinion about some minute about some totally irrelevant little. It was a non-issue. If you support disarmament and peace and security, and I think that's where peace and security comes from, disarmament of the heart, and of course, breaking the guns too, then I think you should all try to support the Dublin candidates here. You're all probably from Dublin. Try and support the candidates in Dublin. who are actually going to make a difference. I know Patricia McKenna will. Patricia McKenna has put her body in the line too. I was there, I saw her get busted, dragged away by police. I know that others have too. I know Joe Higgins, I've seen him too. I'm not saying that it has to be some kind of street fighter or whatever. They're not street fighters. They're genuine, and there are other genuine candidates too. Go out into the street if that's what you can do. Go into the airport if that's what you can do. If all you can do is you know, send an email or a text message or something to Mary Kelly, do that. Do whatever you can. Thank you very much.
Are they landing in Baldonnel as well?
Sorry. Another plant. Thank you. Sorry. They are. I beg your pardon. They are. And there's a demonstration today out of Baldonnel, the Clondalkin Against the War group. They've organised a demonstration. Baldonnel is an Irish military airport in the west of Dublin. I don't want to hog the airwaves here, but I will just a little bit on this. The Judge Kearns, he made this decision, and what he said was that the Irish state, as I said, the Irish state can only need aspire to have a lawful foreign policy. They only need to aspire, pretend is another word for aspire, they only need to pretend that they're going to obey international humanitarian law. And that's fine, because Bertie Ahern couldn't give a shit about international humanitarian law. He doesn't live in Fallujah. It doesn't matter to him. He doesn't live in the occupied Palestinian territories. He doesn't, so it doesn't seem to matter to him. No skin off his nose. The Irish Defence Forces are there in Shannon Airport providing cover for these foreign fighters who are going and destabilizing the Middle East as we speak right now, passing through every day and through Baldonnel on occasion. The Irish Defence Forces, when they go out, some of them very, very genuine men and women, and they go out as peacekeeping forces in the Third World trying to make amends of the mess of which, as I said, these rogue superpowers have made in the Third World. They rely on international humanitarian law. They expect that their opponents will obey international humanitarian law. But now, they're not obeying it. They're in Shannon Airport, and they're supporting these aggressors. Now, the trouble is, if you do that, if they do that here, and they disobey international law, they disregard it, they say, ah, sure, it's only aspirational, that's only a cog, you know? Well, then when they're in Sierra Leone or somewhere, okay, and someone kidnaps one of them and doesn't give them their proper POW rights, because they say, wait a second, why should we treat you like a POW if you're allied to these enemy combatants, don't get POW status, warlords in Washington? Why should we? It's tit for tat. You get what goes around, comes around. America learned that on September 11th.
What do you make of all the prisoners who just got who were shown in the photos being abused?
I think it's absolutely disgusting.